Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Hello and welcome everyone joining me on today's Every Woman Can Be Infinite Possibilities with Babette Radio Broadcast. I am Babette Cobble, CEO and founding advisor of Every Woman Can Be. And outside my Every Woman Can Be role, I'm known as Coach Babette, offering leadership, debt management, and personal coaching, consulting, and so much more. Every Woman Can Be is the premier women's organization providing women with educational luncheons and events that focus on business matters, life concerns, making connections and supporting each other, giving back to our community, and so much more. I invite you for the next 30 minutes to sit back, relax, eat your lunch, and if you are driving, please, of course, be hands-free. I want you to be safe. Our topic today is toxic relationships, the slow dripping faucets that ruin our life. I want to delve right in, and I want everyone to understand as we get started on today's broadcast, what is a toxic relationship? We've all heard the term, but let's actually find out exactly what that is. A toxic relationship is often characterized by repeated mutual destructive modes of relating between individuals in a personal or professional relationship. These patterns can involve manipulation, dominance, possessiveness, selfishness, rejection, or jealousy. How long does it really take to have a dripping faucet drive us crazy? I want you to all visualize for a second that drip in your kitchen sink. We've all had it. The drip, drip, drip. Or your bathroom, or your laundry room, or even that outdoor faucet that we're all starting to use because it's springtime. Think about how long that drives you crazy before you decide, okay, that's it. I've tightened it as much as I can on my own. It's still dripping. I've adjusted the faucet. It is time to get it fixed. We really don't think that much about it. We pick up the phone if we need to, or we call a friend that's handy, and we make the investment to get it fixed. So let me ask you this. Why don't we choose to do that in our relationships? We all have a threshold that we can handle in life, but why do we do it? As youngsters, we learn about relationships, sex education sometimes in grade school, the legalities of marriage in our late teens, and perhaps some psychologically in college. But when it comes down to actually handling the intricacies of a real-world relationship, we're given very little formal guidance, or worse. We're actually given advice through beauty magazines like Cosmo or Glamour. Yes, relationships are trial and error from the get-go. I mean, we've all had them. We've all experienced them, personal and professionally. And if you're like most of us, you've experienced plenty of errors along the way. A big part of our problem is that many toxic relationship behaviors are baked right into our culture. There's a saying that I learned many years ago that, you know something, I'm over 21, so I'm fully baked now. I don't really believe that. I believe that you can constantly learn and constantly grow as an individual, and that's what I teach as a coach. But think about it. We worship the idea of a carefree romantic love or instant success in our business. You know, I'm sure everybody on the call has at least heard of, if not watched, Nicholas Sparks movies. I know I'm a big fan. And you know, the two people ride off into the sunset, happily ever after, before they even truly know each other. And we're raised to that objectivity of our relationships and guard them like personal property. I think back to the childhood fairy tale that we all know and most of us love, and that's Cinderella. You know, I was talking in one of my recent workshops, and I said, you know, they end it right after they get married, and you never know what's on the other side of that. And again, that's not just in marriages, but that's in friendships and professional relationships as well. Our friends and our lovers often are treated as assets rather than human beings of free will with whom to share true love or emotional support. Fortunately, there's been a lot of scientific research, especially in the past few decades, that have allowed people in to build their mental strength against toxic relationships and toxic relationship behaviors. And that's exactly what I want to share with you today. What are the signs of a toxic relationship? And are you in one? A good relationship helps you grow as a person and find mutual happiness. But sometimes relationships can sour and negatively affect both parties. We see that a lot in today's society with the dissolvence of marriages and friendships and business partnerships who have been together for many, many years or even many decades. There are things you should never sacrifice in your relationship. And if you are in a place that you can take notes, I highly encourage you to do so. We're just going to be able to touch on these because there's so much, and I actually do an entire workshop and a webinar on toxic relationships, but we're going to get as much to you today as we possibly can in this 30 minutes. The first one is, write this down, your happiness. Your partner should bring you happiness and joy to your life rather than dragging you down and making you feel sad. If your partner makes you feel down about yourself or your life, then you are no longer in a healthy relationship. Now, I'm not saying that there's bumps and turns. We all have those in life. But if that's a consistent pattern, that's what I want you to look at and focus on. Your partner won't always be in a great mood. But if they are intentionally hurting you, you need to let them go. They need to work on themselves before they can have a healthy relationship. The second one is your fun. Do you laugh with your partner and try new things? While it's normal to have disagreements, like I said, your relationship should be mostly happy and fun. It is important to enjoy your life with your partner, with your friends, with your business associates. And you should always understand and respect that. The third one is your freedom. In a healthy relationship, you should be able to go out and enjoy yourself without your partner getting annoyed or worried. Possessive behavior is normally an indicator of insecurity. And that's a whole entire other radio show that we will do at some point in time, probably later on this year. And insecurity is their personal problem that you cannot fix. A healthy and stable relationship involves partners spending time together and time alone. Your inner peace is number four. Everybody loves to have that inner peace, and we all know whenever we really have it. I mean, it's just, you just feel so calm. Kind of like you've had a day at the spa. It's important to retain your inner peace for your own happiness. If your partner, business associate, or your friend makes you feel anxious or angry or nervous, you may find yourself becoming depressed or even withdrawn. If you are regularly fighting with your partner, it's time to actually ask yourself why. Is there an ongoing issue in the relationship that hasn't been resolved? Can you make each other happy? Can whatever the problem be, can it be solved? Number 5, your experiences. We all have them. And life is exciting. Throughout your life, you'll have brilliant experiences that will make you wiser, happier, and more at peace with yourself. If your partner is unwilling to try new things and hold you back from trying them, you may struggle to stay happy. An emotionally stable individual will encourage you to experience new things and to have fun. Number 6, your personality. Your personality is who you are, and the right person will love your personality above all. In a happy relationship, neither one of you will want to change the other person's personality because they enjoy you for who you are. And sometimes they even gain strength from your personality that they may not have areas of strength in their personality. And of course, compromise is always normal and healthy. That's why it's called a relationship. But don't be with someone who tries to change you or your personality. It could mean that they aren't the one for you. Other relationships, okay? At the beginning of your relationship, many people go through the honeymoon period. And again, we're talking about personal relationships, friendships, and business relationships. There's always a time of excitement, a time of desire to be around each other, learn new things about each other, experience different things together. However, if you've been together for a few months or even a few years, and you still rarely see what the benefits are of this relationship, it could indicate a possessive behavior. It's important to have a lot of healthy relationships in your life, and being too dependent on one individual is often an unhealthy trigger. Number 8, your feelings. You know, your feelings matter. A big part of a healthy relationship is respect. Aretha Franklin sung it perfectly. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And we all need respect. Both individuals within the relationship should truly listen to each other and try to understand the other person's feelings and opinions without judgment. One thing that I focus on as a coach, and I do a lot of, is listening. And you have to acquire the skill to be able to constantly listen to an individual, to understand an individual. Because as human beings, I know I did it a lot earlier in life, is that whenever someone's talking to you, you're automatically processing your response instead of truly listening and processing the information that they are providing to you, so that then you could pause instead of having the immediate reaction and response to what they said. A good quality to start learning and growing in is to take a pause, process the information, and then respond. And depending on what the situation is, you may even say, you know, I truly want to think through everything that you said and process it. May I get back to you such and such time? Okay? Now, that's really good in friendships, especially in business relationships. But if this is a personal relationship or a marital relationship, significant other type relationship, you always want to make sure that you set a day and a time. that is key to a healthy relationship, okay? If you feel like your partner doesn't consider your feelings, ask these questions. Do I consider the other person's feelings? And why don't they consider mine? Is it possible to change this and rectify that part of the relationship? Number nine, this is what I love. Your dreams. We all have dreams, and we all need to be supported in those dreams. A good relationship is a partnership. Both people support each other every step of the way. It is normal to have different dreams, and it's also very healthy to have different dreams. Think of if we all had the exact same dream in life. How boring would that be? I mean, just think of some of the different things that have happened in our country, in our world. If one person had the exact same dream, we wouldn't be where we are as a society today. So we need to cheer on each other's dreams. We need to experience joy and happiness for that person's success. We need to find out what they want out of life, who they are. And it's important to, once again, support those dreams. Encourage them along the way. It's hard to hold on to a dream for a long time without support and encouragement. And you deserve that in your relationships. Number 10, your beliefs. Your beliefs are so important to you. And no one in your life should ever try to change your beliefs. They need to be able to respect your beliefs if it is a healthy relationship. They need to listen and understand why you believe what you do. Because the more we understand about each other, the healthier our relationships will be. They should respect your values. There is a song that came out in 2004 that I want to talk to you all about for just a moment, because it really focuses on toxic relationships in a very unusual fashion that almost makes it seem like it's acceptable. In 2004, Britney Spears came out with a song called Toxic. That song rose to the 9th most popular song of her career, and it stayed consistently in the top 10 of the Billboard charts for many, many weeks. Listen to a few of these lyrics and see if you think that this toxic that she is talking about is a good relationship to have. Sensationalism, the video, made it attract many, many people to what I feel is a very, very unhealthy situation. Some of the words and lyrics are too high, can't come down, losing my head, spinning round and round. Do you feel me now? Oh, I'm on a ride. You're toxic and I'm slipping under. With a taste of poison paradise, I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic and I love what you do? Don't you know that you're toxic? It's getting late to give you up. I took a sip from the devil's cup. Slowly it's taking me over. Too high, can't come down. It's in the air and it's all around. Can you feel me now? What do you all think of those lyrics? Does it sound healthy, or does it sound pretty much codependent? Really, I know we haven't touched on that, but codependency is part of a toxic relationship. This is what I want to go into right now. Are toxic relationships that strong individuals have, that healthy individuals have, because you will notice a difference in what is toxic and what is not, okay? Toxic relationships all have failed relationships and hurts, but letting go of a toxic relationship is actually a gain and not a loss. Again, have your pen and paper ready. Here goes. Relationship that is run by one person. Okay? These are the things to avoid. These are toxic relationships that you want to avoid. And strong individuals, healthy individuals, avoid these types of relationships. Again, relationships run by one person. Relationships that are supposed to complete you. Think about the song that we just listened to that Britney Spears had in the top of her career for a long, long time in 2004, Toxic. She was looking for something to complete her. Relationships that rely on codependency. There's that word that I just used, codependency. As Jim Rohn once said, the greatest gift you can give someone is your own personal development. I used to say, if you will take care of me, I will take care of you. Now let me tell you what I say. I will take care of me for you if you will take care of you for me. Let me repeat that one more time. Back whenever I experienced codependency in my own life, I said, I will take care of you if you will take care of me. Now I say, I will take care of me for you if you will take care of you for me. In other words, we have to take responsibility for our own emotions and expect our friends, partners, and business relationships to be responsible for theirs. There's a subtle yet important difference from being supportive and being obligated at all times. Any sacrifices for others should be made as a self-directed choice and not seen as an obligation. Okay, number four, relationships based on idealistic expectations. Like I mentioned earlier in this broadcast, I'm a huge Nicholas Sparks fan. I love the Cinderella. I love the romantic movie. That's just who I am. However, I realize the difference from an idealistic expectation and a realistic expectation. And that's the checks and the balances. Perfectionism does not exist. People try to achieve it, and it causes all types of problems in their life. But realism is what you have to realize is truthful, is healthy. Relationships, this is number five. Relationships where past blame is used to justify present righteousness. Let me say that again. Relationships where past blame is used to justify present righteousness. When someone you're in a relationship with continues to blame you for past mistakes, your relationship is toxic. Now, let me caveat that by saying this, because I know what I've dealt with in some of the workshops that I've done on this topic, is, well, they aren't changing. So I keep on bringing up the past because there's no future ahead. That is a dual-fold issue. If the person is not growing, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, then they're the one that the responsibility is on. But unfortunately, it sounds like the other party in that situation is always going to the past because maybe they feel like there isn't a future in the relationship, and so they're only holding on to what they have. Again, that becomes unhealthy for the healthy person as well. It can be a very slippery slope whenever you do that. Number six, relationships are built on daily lies. What is the foundation of any relationship that you have in life? It's one word, trust. Trust is the absolute foundation of a healthy relationship. And when trust is broken, it takes time and willingness on the part of both people to repair it and heal it. Without trust, there is no relationship. It's really that simple. Number seven, relationships that lack forgiveness and the willingness to rebuild the trust. Takes time, but it can be done. Number 8, relationships in which passive aggression trumps communication. Again, without communication, there is no relationship. You have to be able to communicate. Number 9, relationships governed by emotional blackmail. What is emotional blackmail? Let me touch on that for a moment. Emotional blackmail is when someone applies an emotional penalty against you when you don't do exactly what they want. The key condition here is that you change your behavior against your will as a result of the emotional blackmail. In other words, absent the emotional blackmail, you would do something differently, but you fear the penalty, so you can't. This is extremely toxic behavior. Remember what I said earlier in the broadcast. A healthy, non-toxic relationship is whenever the other person's values and beliefs are respected. Number 10, relationships are always put on the back burner. Failing to carve out quality time for important relationships is one of the most toxic relationship mistakes of them all. And yet it often goes unnoticed, at least for a while, until everything starts falling apart. So those are the things that healthy people, those are the types of relationships that healthy, strong people avoid, because they know it's not going to do them any good to get involved in a relationship like this. It's kind of like this. Don't be upset if people prefer another to you. It's difficult to convince a monkey that strawberries are sweeter than bananas. Let me say that one more time. Don't be upset if people prefer another person over you. It's difficult to convince a monkey that strawberries are sweeter than bananas. And that is an anonymous quote. Now I just want to touch a very little bit, because we are almost out of time, on business relationships in particular. To be able to have effective non-toxic relationships in business, you have to do really only 3 things. It's really that simple. Our personal relationships, our friendships, they're a lot more complex because, of course, that's more of a private part of our world, especially in a marital relationship or a significant other. But with business relationships, quite honestly, it's pretty cut and dry. The first thing we have to do, again, I said it previously on the broadcast, is we have to listen. 2, we've got to calibrate. Calibrating means priority shift as problems get replaced by new ones. Your customer is so busy they forget to rely on the change and assume you know. And then take their temperature. Assuming will kill any type of relationship, especially one in business. So always check in with your customer and make sure that they're satisfied. With a business associate, do a check-in there. It's very, very important. Okay? Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank you for tuning in to today's show, Infinite Possibilities with Babette. I hope that you've learned some valuable information. We've just really scratched the surface on toxic relationships, the slow dripping faucet that ruins our life. If you've learned something valuable on today's broadcast, I encourage you to reach out on our Facebook page of Every Woman Can Be, or visit my Facebook page for Coach Babette. And let us know your thoughts and your comments for today's broadcast. And if you're interested in exploring the subject, or this subject or other subjects in a coaching capacity, text me directly at 980-355-9676. That's right. Text me directly at 980-355-9676. And let's get started on your journey. This is Babette reminding you that you are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Until next time, make it a great day.